Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every moment, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I've never pulled off self-checkout by myself. People who work there have to come help me. Like, more than one. A guy with keys shows up. He's like, what'd you do? I'm like, it says unauthorized item in bagging area, and I think it's me. I don't actually work here. I'm trying to avoid the checker. I don't want to talk to I don't like that conversation. I don't want to talk about what I'm buying and how that means my evening's gonna go. Oh, Pepto-Bismol and duct tape. Somebody, hey, put it in the bag. How about that? Put it in the bag. Chatty Kathy, put it in the bag.
Tuesday, April 8th. 2025. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin, good morning. Good morning. Run a little bit late. Our apologies.
You want to apologize?
If you're angry about that, you can direct your emails to kevin@endonline.com.
Yeah, come at me.
He fields all complaints.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it's about.
Mm-mm.
How come we don't know what kind of animal Scout is? He answers those emails.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Everybody have a good yesterday?
Yes. You guys didn't watch this season of White Lotus, right?
I've watched any season.
I'm waiting until it finishes so I don't have to wait.
It's finished.
It's done.
Okay. Was it one of the best seasons that has happened?
So good. I mean, there's some crazy parts.
No cliffhanger, though, right?
No cliffhanger.
Okay, good.
No.
I hate when seasons do a cliffhanger. It's like, ugh.
It's not a cliffhanger.
I heard the ending had to be explained, though. As I saw in a headline.
Spicy.
Really?
Yeah, Mike White sits down with us to explain that ending. Like, I saw that headline.
I think that that's just a catchy headline.
Got it.
Because it's all pretty self-explanatory.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, the people that die.
The people that die?
There's somebody that dies in every season.
Okay. Yeah. But it's a murder mystery or not a murder mystery?
Some of them are murder mysteries. This one is not a murder mystery.
They just die.
It's very clear what happens.
Okay.
But there is some interesting stuff in this season.
All right. Cool. I will check that out. I will watch that. And just as this is ending, season 2 of The Last of Us starts this Sunday.
Oh, that's exciting.
Also on Max.
I don't know that I can do that.
I wish you would. It's a very, very excellent show.
I know that, but like, I kind of feel like I've had my fill of zombies.
The zombies on the show, at least, are like a secondary plot.
They
point.
Are.
Okay. Yeah, they're removed. It's not like the video game where there's like action, 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 action. Like it's kind of slow compared to the video game. Did you ever play the video game, Kevin?
No. But okay. I watched the first season and I'm in love.
Really? Okay.
It's a little scary, though.
It's a little scary. I wouldn't say
scared.
Super scary.
It's not. If I could watch it, you can.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the video game's like reading a book. It's like watching a movie based on a book. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much stuff that's changed and taken out of it and stuff
that.
But both are excellent. But I'm very excited to see season 2 that starts on Max. And no, Max is not paying us to say this.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we are talking to Ethan. Good morning, Ethan.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. So you went on a first date with a girl named Amanda, and obviously, everything went great as far as you're concerned on that date. So tell us about the date. Where did you go? What'd you do? And why do you think it was so great?
We went to a pretty decent restaurant. We really connected. We laughed. We joked. We flirted. I usually have a pretty good read. And I don't understand why she kind of disappeared.
Okay, and she did. She ghosted you. You have not heard from her since, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, we have her on hold, and we're going to get an answer out of her.
We hope.
And maybe we can get you a second date, okay?
All right, yeah.
Okay.
An answer would be great. Second date, I mean, I'm not crossing my fingers on that, but...
Okay.
All right. So Ethan's now on hold. Amanda, are you there?
Hi.
It's Gavin and Katie on the Wake Up Call, and you are on the second date update. And we just got done talking to Ethan. Ethan went on a first date with you, and he said that date was great. But then he said that you did not contact him at all, even though he reached out to you. So what is, you don't want a second date with him, correct?
He picked up the check, which is great. You know, I'm a lady. I want the man to pay for me. But he put his credit card down and it had a woman's name on it. It was like a woman's name and then his last name. And I was like, is this his wife's card? Like, is he married? Like, I truly am. I believe he is married. Like, I think he fully has a credit card with his wife and he brought it to the date.
So the card.
And he used it to pay for the date?
That had to have been a mistake. Right? Like, that had to have been him grabbing the wrong card.
Or he knows that she doesn't look at the bills or something and wouldn't notice that there was a charge on there.
Well, no, they probably got, it's like my wife and I have a credit card that we both use, but she has one with her name on it and I have one with my name on it.
I mean, I guess so, but also maybe he just thought that she wouldn't notice. Like, I don't look at somebody's name on their card.
Amanda. Yeah. Yeah. Amanda wouldn't notice. That's okay. Hold on a second. Let's get Ethan back on here. Ethan, are you there?
Yeah.
There's your answer.
Right. That didn't ever occur to you? That maybe the being married part?
No, it did not.
We're laughing.
I know. What?
I'm not married.
You are not married.
That is
married.
Not my wife's card. I don't have a wife.
Are you separated? Or divorced?
No.
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 So whose card was that?
It's my mother's.
It's your mother's credit card? And like,
I'm sorry. You brought your mother's credit card to the date? Sorry, guys. That's
no.
So weird.
Feel free to address this because this is addressable.
Why did you have her card?
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. She offered to like hook me up. We could have a nice date and go somewhere good. And I kind of just hoped you wouldn't see it. Didn't really pay attention.
So is this because you couldn't afford to pay for the dinner, or your mom was trying to be kind?
She was just trying to be kind and like, I mean, hey, I'm going to say no.
I don't think that matters.
Really?
I
mean, I don't know.
Your mom paid for the date?
If she was just like, here's some cash.
You
and then
say
you
no.
Use that on the, I mean, if it's just money, but if it's a card, that's pretty bad.
I say you say no. You turn it down.
Like, why?
Because if you don't have the money to date somebody.
He's not saying that he doesn't have the money.
Okay, but then don't rely on your parents then. If you don't need the money, then don't rely on your parents. That's humiliating.
I am a big fan of somebody wants to give you money, take the money. But, I mean, if...
How old are you, Ethan? How old are you?
38.
Yes, that is humiliating.
Oh.
Amanda, what... Are you stunned or what's going on? You're not saying anything.
That's so embarrassing. I'm sorry. Like, sorry to be doing this on the radio, but that's gross. So I hope you're able to find someone who wants your mom to pay for your date.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, apology accepted. I set myself up for this.
Did he say apology? I don't know what.
I don't know.
I don't think anybody apologized to you.
All right.
I don't have any apologies to offer, so.
I think, Ethan, you've got the self-awareness to know, like, this is not good. Does your mom pay for a lot of stuff in your life?
No. I mean, very rarely. Usually, like, I give her money.
Okay. I don't understand what's going on here, but okay. Well, Amanda, no second date, right?
Yeah, I think I'm good on that.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, Ethan, you and your mom have fun. And that was the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Guys, in case you didn't know, Netflix is getting into the reality competition game show arena, and they're actually seeing some success with it. I haven't seen these shows, but lots of other people have. Millions of people have. One was they made a real-life Squid Games, but obviously they didn't kill the people.
Oh,
but
that's nice.
Yeah, that was pretty nice of them. They also had another reality competition show called The Golden Ticket, which was based on, like, Willy Wonka.
Oh.
And they're about to do a new one. And this new one is based on the board game Monopoly. Now... Am I the only, let me explain what the game's going to be like, because it's a large scale social experiment contest. That's what they said. They don't tell you what the prize money is yet, but I can only assume it's probably at least $1 million. It seems like all of them have $1 million. Strategy, alliances, cutthroat competition. They will all collide as contestants battle for fortune and navigate the fine line between capitalism and chaos. feel like we're living that out in real life right now. Players will test their friendships, acquire riches, and try to own it all by any means necessary in Hasbro's most successful board game of all time, Monopoly.
And so is this like life-sized?
Yeah. It's a reality competition show, so I would imagine, I don't know, like... It seems like they all take place on an island.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. The details are kind of slim, but basing it on Monopoly seems like a gamble.
Why?
Monopoly is a very divisive game. I happen to like Monopoly when it's classic Monopoly.
Okay.
But it takes too long.
It does take a long
time. It's so complicated. Have you ever tried to explain Monopoly to somebody who's never played it before? Clear your schedule for the rest of the day.
Although, I have to tell you, I find most games, trying to explain it to somebody that's never played it, is so difficult and ridiculous. Like, okay, so what you're going to do is once you put your little dog, oh, you don't have the dog, you have the thimble?
Right.
Okay, move your thimble, but if you land here, you have to give me money or not.
Right. I own this street.
Right.
I know it doesn't look anything like a street, but I own this one, this one, this one.
Right.
And then so your rent is now. It's very complicated to explain to people, but I don't know how that's going to translate to a TV show.
Well, you know who thinks he would be really good at it?
Who?
Kevin.
Think I'll be really good at it. I don't know if you guys know, but I am a Monopoly champion, okay? I pride myself in finishing the game within 35 minutes to 45. And trust me, my record has been great. I'm a Monopoly tycoon.
How do you finish that game in 30 minutes?
You get people, you form alliances, you break friendships.
No. You're just repeating back the press release.
No, I'm telling you how to play. I'm not going to tell you my strategy, but I Monopoly one side of the board and then build a lot of houses and hotels to eventually make you bankrupt, because the probability of you landing on that side, I won't tell you which side because that's my secret. You go bankrupt and I win.
Oh, I didn't know you play the game exactly how everybody plays the game.
Well, then why does everyone hate it and I love it? Because I'm good at convincing people to be on my side?
What side?
How are you convincing people?
I give them some trades. Like, I'll trade you my park place for your orange property, which is a good trade for you.
Orange is always the best.
It completes my set.
Okay. I know everything you're talking about. Like, I know that the best street to own in Monopoly is the orange street. Well, and the reason why... So. Yeah, Kevin's fluttering his
if
eyes.
If you think so.
And the reason why is because it's the one you're most likely to land on when you get out of jail.
Well...
You think your secrets are so clever, bitch. They're not.
Well, then people should apply them, then.
They do!
I can't wait to apply for this game show and win.
It just takes forever. I think if you're so smart, you should apply for this Netflix Monopoly show.
I should, because I will win this.
Hop on Netflix right now and apply.
How?
I just told you.
Okay, wow, you're lashing out. Do we need a team?
I don't think you play Monopoly as a team.
You don't.
I haven't played in a very long time, but it seems like a single player thing.
Yeah, but then you get people on your side, and then you form a fake alliance, but really you're just
but
to take
what is
them
the
down.
Alliance? I won't
to
land
give
on...
me the property that I want.
Okay.
But you have to trade for it.
And I give them a very trade deal.
So you think that, your whole thing is I'm going to trick you into giving you expensive
it's not
properties.
Trick. It's to give them a peace of mind that they're investing in a way that they will win, but eventually I will backstab them and they won't.
I want to play you in Monopoly.
Do it.
I would love to see
this. Get ready to wheel and deal.
I want to play you in Monopoly, and I want to just one-on-one.
One-on-one?
Yeah, one-on-one, and I want to see if I can beat you.
That makes it so much harder.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're going first, do you buy a property or nah?
Yeah, you always buy a property. You buy a property every time you land.
It does seem like you're just describing how to play the game.
Okay, Katie. Well, not everyone. People usually land on properties and they're like, maybe I won't buy this one.
It's like you're like bragging about how good you are at riding a bike, and then you just describe riding a bike.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, well.
We'll test it out when we get you on Netflix.
Netflix,
we know you listen. Cast this little Asian boy on your show.
You would be a fan favorite. I will tell you that.
You would. Yeah. You'd be great. You'd be really good. All right.
I'm excited.
We're excited, too.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
My daughter, Zoe, as many listeners have come up to me and said, they love stories about her. They make them laugh so much. I'm glad that it makes you laugh because I am the victim in every single one of these stories. Okay. She's 6 years old. She's got the mind of a devious villain. And this story involves her bedroom. I'm walking into her bedroom to open the curtains after a night of sleeping, and I step in something gooey.
Oh, no.
And I look down, and it's cold. And you know those eye masks, those ice eye masks that you can put? Blue goo?
Yeah, yeah.
She took one of those, and she cut it open.
Oh.
Aren't those chemically bad?
Probably. Okay. And then clearly she realized she did something wrong, so she put it on the floor and then just covered it with a mermaid tail blanket. I have no idea how long it was sitting there, okay? So I put my foot in it, and I go, oh, my God. And I see what it is, and I go, oh, my God. And I scoop it up, and as soon as it happens, she's standing there in her nightgown, and her eyes get real big like, oh, what have I done?
Trouble.
Yeah. I'm scooping it up. I'm carrying it to the bathroom. Blue goo is dripping through my fingers all over the carpet. And I finally get back. I'm cleaning it off my foot. I put it in the trash can and I come back and I look at her and I go, what did you do? Or did you do that? And then she stands there with her eyes wide for like 10 seconds in silence and then just goes, what? I go, the eye mask that had a rip in it and goo got everywhere. I go, did you do that? And she goes, no. I go, how did that happen? She goes, probably Fozzie got out of his cage, came upstairs and did it. Fozzie is our one-year-old corgi. I go, what? She goes, yeah, or maybe the cats like clawed it open. That's probably what happened and clawed it open. And I go, you're telling me that one of the cats clawed the eye mask open, blue goo got everywhere, and then they put it underneath of a blanket
to cover it up. Room.
And that's where she stopped me because she'll find any sort of technicality in my story. And then she goes, whoa, it's a mermaid tail. I go, okay, my mistake. Now, at this point, my wife comes in to try to, like, figure out what is going on. Because I'm speaking at a volume.
Okay.
And I go, hold on a second. And I go and get some carpet cleaning stuff, and I immediately start to carpet. Spoiler alert, blue goo in a frozen eye mask does not come out of a carpet. If anything, and I don't know what is in it, it just scrubs down further into the fibers I found, okay?
Okay.
So I'm on all fours, and I'm scrubbing away at the floor, and Zoe whispers to my wife, let's smack Dad's butt.
This.
Right. She's in trouble.
Right.
She's clearly in trouble. And my wife goes, I don't think that's a very good idea. In fact, why don't we let Dad clean the carpet? And my wife takes Zoe into another room. I didn't hear this part. Zoe told me this part later.
Zoe told you this part?
I'm sorry. My wife. My wife told me this part later. But Zoe goes, Dad's mean face is funny.
Oh my God. Gosh,
she goes, he's evil.
He's so funny when he's angry.
Oh, she doesn't give a single GD about anything you say, your feelings, your angers.
Nope.
Doesn't care.
And as I was yelling at her too, she has this like smug smile on her face. And it stops me in my sentence. I go, are you smiling? She goes, I'm thinking of something funny that Jacob did in class. And it's like, I don't know what to do with you at six. I can't imagine what I'm going to do with you at 16.
I think you hide the knives.
Oh, at the very least.
Yeah.
She never gets a phone.
No, God, no.
You know? So I finally go into our bedroom, and Zoe's standing there, and I am still mad. It stained my hands, covered in blue goo.
Okay.
And Zoe looks at me, and she just goes, "Did you have fun?" And I go, "Did I have fun what?" I swear to God, she goes, "Cleaning up my mess."
What is wrong with this child? So did she receive any kind of punishment?
I mean, she lost the iPad for the day,
okay,
which is devastating. She'd okay. rather lose food for the day than that.
Okay, just as long as, I mean, you should start doing this stuff to her.
Oh, that's a good idea.
When she doesn't have the iPad, just lean in. Was it fun?
Yeah. Was what fun? Not having the iPad for the day?
Yeah.
There's a whole world having fun on Roblox, and you're not part of it.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And the jackpot is a staggering $520 on Are You Smarter Than Katie? And we are playing with Jennifer this morning. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
All right. Are You Smarter Than Katie? $520. Ooh. Please do not cheat. We can tell when you do. Katie's leaving the studio, and I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Let's see how you do versus how she does. You ready to play?
I am so ready.
Question one. March Madness is now over with the final ending last night in a nail biter between Florida and Houston. Florida won after staging a dramatic comeback with the score 65-63.
Wow.
The University of Florida's nickname are the what?
The Gators?
Question two. The Power Rangers are featured on a new episode of Hollywood Demons on Max. And one of the writers said that it was racist to make the black cast member the Black Ranger and the Asian cast member the Yellow Ranger. They said people talked about it back then, but the creators stuck with their decision. What was either the Black or Yellow Power Rangers character's name?
Oof, I don't know. Powerful, I don't know, okay. Sorry.
They were both named Powerful. Question three. Johnny Gaudreau was the NHL hockey player who tragically died while riding his bike in August. His widow shared on social media last night that she just had his baby, a baby boy who has his father's name as his middle name. He played for the Columbus Blue Jackets, which is in what state?
Ohio.
Question four, AMC has made some amazing shows, and they hope their next one is going to be an anthology series they're calling The Great American Stories. It's going to be based on different classic American novels per season, with the first one being The Grapes of Wrath. Who wrote The Grapes of Wrath? Was it Edgar Allan Poe, Ernest Hemingway, or John Steinbeck?
John Steinbeck.
Question five. We all know that eating a Western diet is very unhealthy, but now we know how quickly it becomes that way. Researchers took people who've never eaten American food and gave it to them, and within 2 weeks, they had a lower immune system, weight gain, joint pain, and so much more. If we gave it to them for 6 months, how many weeks is that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the beginning? Sorry.
If we gave it to them for 6 months, how many weeks is that?
And for how long did you say in the beginning, though? Sorry.
How many weeks is 6 months?
Oh, sorry. 2.5 months.
Okay. All right. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Jennifer, what are we doing today?
I am getting ready. I am. I'm a business owner, so I'm getting ready to go into the office.
You're a business owner. What business do you own? God, I hope it's Amazon.
I'm a caterer. I do paellas for a living.
You do what?
Paellas.
Paellas?
Oh!
Those are delish.
Katie loves good seafood,
I
by
do.
The way.
I do. How
Can
do we
you
get
make
some
us
of
one
that?
Over here? Do you have the big dish?
I do. My biggest pan holds about, it's for about 80 people.
Are you Spanish?
That's too many people.
I, my great-grandparents are Spanish, yes. And so I started this business about 3 years ago, and I love making them.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Listen, we would love
yes,
to eat
please.
Them.
Yes, please. Yes, so. Please. All right. Well, give your business a shout-out.
It's called Hooked on Paella.
Hooked, on,
Hooked
paella.
On Paella.
I love it. Yes. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. All right, Katie, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
March Madness is now over. The final was last night. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, okay. It was a nail biter. Florida beat Houston in a dramatic comeback, 65-63.
Wow.
And
I thought
like
that was fun.
The last few seconds. The University of Florida's nickname is what?
The Gators.
They are the Gators. Yeah. Question two, are you watching the show Hollywood Demons on Max?
No, but I should.
It's great.
Seems like something I would like.
It's just like really terrible people that have lived in Hollywood and stuff like that. And the last episode was about the Power Rangers. And one of the writers confirmed on the show, yeah, like there was racism, like making the black cast member,
yeah.
the black ranger, and the Asian cast member,
the yellow one.
Yeah. Like that was a decision that was made. And yeah, anyway, what was either the black or yellow Power Rangers characters' names?
Oh,
either one.
Wow.
Chris.
No.
Kevin, what were they?
Zach and Trini. And Trini was the first Vietnamese actor.
Ever?
A Power Rangers.
Okay.
A Power that Rangers.
Is... the only, actually. They haven't casted another Vietnamese American. Okay. Just saying. I'm
Question
available.
Three. Johnny Gaudreau, he was that NHL hockey player that tragically got killed when he was riding his bike with his brother in August. Do you remember that story?
Yeah.
And they were supposed to be in the wedding for their sister the very next day.
That's right.
His widow shared on social media that she just had his baby.
Oh, boy.
I know. But the baby has the middle name of his father and had the exact same birth weight and length as his father did at his birth.
That's very sweet.
He played for the Columbus Blue Jackets. What state is that in?
Columbus?
Yeah.
Ohio.
Correct. Question four. This is going to make English teachers real excited. AMC is going to have a new anthology series they're calling The Great American Stories. Each season is going to be a classic American novel turned into a, you know, one season film. I think that's going to be great. First one is going to be The Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, okay.
Who wrote The Grapes of Wrath? Was it Edgar Allan Poe, Ernest Hemingway, or John Steinbeck?
John Steinbeck.
Yeah. John Steinbeck. Great book. Although his short story, The Pearl, I think is even better. Question five. We all know eating a Western diet, not good for you. But how quickly does it become not good for you? Researchers took people who've never eaten American food before.
Oh, boy.
Gave them nothing but American food for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they found that within those 2 weeks, all kinds of problems.
Imagine it made him sick.
Lower immune system, weight gain, joint pain, so much more. Oh, how are we even alive? It's crazy. If they gave it to them for 6 months, how many weeks would that be?
How many weeks would be in 6 months? 24.
Yeah. 24 weeks. All right. Jennifer, who owns Hooked on Paella, are you there?
I am.
Final score. You got 3. Katie got 4.
Oh.
The streak continues.
Woo-wee.
The streak continues. Unbelievable. We're going to have $20 that jackpot, $540 tomorrow morning. Jennifer, what is it that you want to tell us, though?
I am definitely not smarter than Katie today, but I will bring you a paella, Katie, one of these
please
days.
Oh, my God. Dude, get serious, please.
Why just Katie? Why not me and
Kevin?
Because
she's the only one that deserves
all of you.
All of us.
Well, it is a big pan.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We would love that. You know what? Stay on hold. We'll get your information. Real fast, I want to address what everybody is texting in. Thank you, Kevin, for being like, people are getting too technical.
No, really.
But they're right. Technically, it's 26 weeks, 52 weeks divided by 2 would have been 26 or something. Okay.
If they want to get technical, what about jump days or jump months or whatever? Leap years.
I think you
mean
leap years? Yeah.
So calm down.
I did was 6 times 4. That's what I did, which was not right. But you know what? It wouldn't have mattered anyway. It would have been a tie,
right,
and Katie still would have won.
Right.
So.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
There.
106.5. The end.
It's the wake up call.
Now, this happened off the air because Katie would never say anything on the air to besmirch her best friend, Kelly Clarkson. But off the air, Katie did say something shocking to me and Kevin.
I did.
And what was it?
I said, despite how obviously talented Kelly Clarkson is, and I love Kelly Clarkson, they got to stop shoving her show down our throat like it's something we want to watch. And I get that she's an outgoing, bubbly girl, but she's not good at doing a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say that because I love her. but her show is not good. And we've convinced her that not only does she have the voice of an angel, she can have her own successful talk show. And that was a mean thing to do to her because she can't.
Right.
And that was a hard truth.
And Kevin and I were just shook.
Right. You couldn't believe it.
We couldn't believe that Katie.
Katie. You love her.
Yeah. You're like a big fan of Kelly Clarkson.
I am.
So she said that. And then the very same day, like Katie's witchy powers, they're getting, she's getting closer and closer to immediate gratification for curses. Headline comes out. Kelly Clarkson wants to quit her talk show and leave New York City.
Katie!
I know.
I wish I was making this up. Not because I love Kelly Clarkson's show. I agree with Katie. It's terrible.
It's not great.
But because I...
It's starting to get a little scary.
You did this to her!
I know. Well, I used to think that if I said stuff out loud, it was less likely to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But now we know even that's not safe.
But then she'd keep it inside like a little, like a psychic tea kettle.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, it just has to whistle.
Yep.
So the latest is a Kelly Clarkson whistle. How can we use this power for good? I know you don't follow the Marvel movies.
I don't.
But there's a character named the Scarlet Witch.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Which you could call me.
We could.
Redhead.
Scarlet Witch started as a bad guy.
Okay.
Then became a good guy.
Yeah.
Then became a real bad guy.
Oh, wow.
One of the worst.
Really?
Yeah. Spoiler alert for everybody.
Okay.
All right. I don't want that. I don't want that for you. That's not your trajectory. No,
that's not me.
I want the Katie horizon to be sunny. I don't want it to be dark.
Thank you.
So what are we going to do? And how do we harness this power and keep it under control?
Well, the problem is I can't control it. I don't know when it's happening.
Much like Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It just happens randomly.
Really?
Okay, so did they ever figure out how to control her?
No, not really.
Okay, so we can't.
Maybe with her kids.
So we can't look to comic books for help again.
Dang
man,
it.
They Which haven't helped us yet.
There's always been such a surefire plan.
Okay, so you have this power.
Yes.
You can't control it.
No.
So let Kevin and I control it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll tell her what to think about to manifest it.
I see.
That might be how this
okay,
works.
Okay, now I need to tell you, I'm not making things happen. I don't believe.
Kelly Clarkson disagrees.
Okay.
Right.
If you're just tuning in, Katie got Kelly Clarkson to quit her show.
I don't think that I am making things happen. I think that I am feeling them before they happen.
That's different.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
That is
because if I could make things happen, I would make myself a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. That's not weaponizable.
Yeah.
Which is probably good.
Okay.
So then how do we still use that power?
Okay.
How are you on like stocks?
I don't understand them.
That's a problem.
Right. For the most part, don't know what they are.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So we can't use it to get ourselves rich.
You know what?
How about sporting events?
I was just going to say, let's play the ponies.
Well, okay.
Maybe boxing.
Boxing's
a good one. What about MMA?
Ugh.
Yeah, too gross for
her. Yeah, too much prime energy drink for me.
Yeah.
Throws off my senses.
Oh, my God.
I wish we had you around for the Logan Paul Mike Tyson
fight. In fairness, I saw that one go in the wrong direction.
You thought Mike Tyson was going to win?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Jake Paul or Luke Paul? What's his name?
Just say Paul.
Paul.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he'd been training so much.
Well, despite Mike Tyson also being a senior citizen,
right? Right, but he's Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it seems like he could just punch anybody to death. No,
so not the stock market.
Not the stock market.
Not
mainstream sports.
But like, listen, if you have some curiosity and some knowledge about collegiate rugby, and you want to make some serious money.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's where you...
Whether or not UC Santa Cruz goes all the way in the cup. I don't know what they win.
Triad?
your opportunity to
just DM me.
Become that thousandaire you've always wanted right. to is yeah. right here with the Wake Up Call.
Because that's where they're putting their big bucks.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I kind of love that we give names to things that have been around for literally ever. And some of these names are very clever.
Okay.
And there's a term now and a method behind the madness for something that Katie has done her entire adult life.
Oh, my adult life.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a dating term.
Oh, okay.
And it's called floodlighting. Does anybody know what floodlighting is?
Is that when your nipples are hard?
No.
Oh, God. Oh.
What?
Is it when you're showered with gifts?
No.
Oh, well.
Floodlighting is when you go on a date and you purposely reveal too much about yourself way too soon. In the past, it has been considered a very bad thing to do. Brené Brown, who's like, I guess, some sort of expert on something, she coined the term way back in 2012, but she meant it as a bad thing.
Okay.
Now, TikTok has rebranded the term floodlighting as a very positive thing.
As a positive.
Because you are on purpose fast-tracking a relationship to see if, quote-unquote, can this person handle this? When I read that, I was like, Brené Brown, Katie invented this way back when she was 18.
Can you handle me is absolutely a phrase that is uttered many times at the beginning of a relationship. Sometimes it's me just saying, you can't handle me.
Mm-hmm. Have there been men that you've said, you can't handle me?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are.
I think I say it to all of them.
Okay. Oh, well, not all of them.
No, I say it to them. They just don't believe it.
Oh, I see.
They say, baby girl.
What are some things that you do to floodlight people?
Well, I mean, I will say that I do believe that I floodlight in all of my relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It is not just a romantic relationship.
Right,
I am putting it all out there.
Sure.
Just from the jump.
Yeah.
But in romantic relationships, I think I just do the same as friendship relationships. Just like, let me tell you about my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a funny story. Here's a little quip about me. Just anything that's in the brain comes out the mouth.
Yeah. There's no barrier.
No.
Right.
No. And why would there be?
And Kevin, you're single.
Uh-huh.
So you're on a date with a girl and she starts floodlighting you on the first date. Do you take that as a positive thing or do you take it as a negative thing?
I take it as a positive thing.
Okay.
Because she is able to share everything without holding back anything.
Right.
So she is very confident in herself,
yes,
which
I
is
am.
A very good attribute.
Does it emote confidence or does it emote kind of like, I'm just a spillway here?
Oh.
I think both can be
true. I think
true.
Both, yeah.
I guess that's
true. Can't tell
true.
Her my secret.
I can't tell because she'll tell.
Yep.
I have always felt like the idea of holding back, especially when you're starting to date somebody,
mm-hmm.
feels like trickery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to learn 3 months down the road that you have a complicated relationship with your mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is information that I need up front.
So is that different than like what other people do where like they maybe won't fart in front of somebody or they won't use the bathroom at their place or something like that?
No, that's just, I feel like those are two different things.
They're two different things.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I want to go back to Kevin for a second because Kevin is the opposite of floodlighting.
That is the truth.
Katie and I still don't know his address.
Nope.
We've known him for how many years now?
12 years.
Yeah. We don't know where he lives.
We do not know. If he died of carbon monoxide poisoning,
right.
could not find his body.
They'd say, where's Kevin? And I would say, Elk Grove. Which part of Elk Grove? I don't even know that.
Right.
He always said the rich part.
But sometimes he says the poor part.
Right.
We're in the middle.
So you're the opposite of floodlighting.
Yeah, so what's the problem with that?
Does
this make you want to change that?
No. Opposites attract, so if I'm very reserved, I want someone that floodlights.
I see.
Okay, but is it fair?
That's a good question.
Okay, it might. It's fair because they are used to doing it,
that's
and
true.
It takes me time to open up to people to share things.
Right. I mean, you
over
should
over a decade apparently.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, I actually agree with that. You should go with what is the norm for you, but some might see that as a red flag. If I feel like you're holding back in an effort to impress me, I'm not. That does not impress me. That makes me think like, oh God, now we have to play this game where I pretend to not like you very much,
yeah,
so that you want to chase me.
How do people hold back in a way to impress?
They don't for me.
But like, what would an example of that be? I'm trying to think of, like, I can't even think
of. I feel like there are people that hold back even showing interest.
That's true.
To make the other person
that's kind of
want
like an
you more.
That's an old school way of like bros thinking that you can get a girl interested.
But I think girls think the same thing. They think men want to chase.
Oh.
And
not this year, not anymore.
If you're
We've got things to do.
Yeah, if you're a man that wants to chase, go chase somebody else.
Games are so 2000.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
All right. Well, there you go. So the term is floodlighting.
Okay.
We're bringing it back. Katie's bringing it back in a big way.
Katie's never stopped for Katie.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call. Everything is
awesome. Yes. We have 4 packs of tickets to Legoland, which is so fun. I was there. When was I there? Spring break? No, not spring break. I don't know. But I was there recently, though, for the first time. I had a lot of fun. And we're playing our game, The More You Know, for Lego. And not to intimidate you, Mary. Are you there, Mary?
I'm here.
You're caller 17. So first of all, congratulations on that. All you have to do to win The More You Know for Lego is know everything. All right. No big deal. So I'm going to give you a statement about a random fact. And then you have to tell me if you think that it is true or false. Katie and Kevin do not know the answers to these, so they can help you as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. You all right, Kevin?
What? You heard me?
Yeah.
I turned off my mic.
But you were still just like,
oh, that's awkward. Sorry.
It is.
I'm so sorry.
You're ruining Mary's moment.
I'm sorry, right. Mary.
God.
First, I help you.
First one on here. And I think this one is easy, but what do I know? The movie rating PG-13 came out in 1984. Is that a true fact or not? Katie, what do you think?
I'm going to say yes, because I feel like that was during the Reagan administration where family values was like really high priority.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes because I've seen PG when I was born, so definitely before 1994.
Okay. Mary.
I think I agree.
You think it is true? Yes.
Okay.
It did come out in 1984. And the reason why was because of the movie Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Was it?
It was rated PG. And if you remember, there's a man who has his still beating heart ripped out of his chest.
Sure.
Before he's lowered into a vat of lava.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Yes. Yikes. And parents were like, that didn't seem like it should be for little kids.
Okay.
All right. Fact two. Great. You got 1 point. A piano has 81 keys. Is that true or false? Katie?
I want to say it's 76, but I feel like I've gotten this wrong before. I'm going to say false.
Kevin?
I'm going to say false as well.
Mary, do you agree with them or you want to go out on your own?
I think I agree.
That it's false?
That is false. Yes.
Smart move.
How many are there?
88.
88. Oh, God. I was going the wrong
way. So close. Fact three. Britney Spears grew up in Louisiana. Is this true or not?
I don't think she's a Louisiana girl, no.
I thought she was Kentucky.
I thought she was Kansas.
Mary.
I'm going to say false.
Okay.
It's Britney, bitch.
Kevin, do you think it's true or false?
I say false.
Mary?
I don't know. I think it's true.
Mary's right.
Oh, wow.
I'm shook.
Britney Spears from Louisiana.
She does give Louisiana vibes.
All right, here we go. You're doing great. You're 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Julius Caesar invented the leap year. True or false? Katie?
Julius Caesar.
Roman Emperor.
Thought he invented Caesar salad.
Nope.
So
it's so random that I'm going to say it's true.
I'm going to say false.
Oh. Mary, who are you going to go with? Caesar salad or are you going to go with Katie?
Wow.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Caesar salad and say false.
Julius Caesar did invent the leap year.
Calling Kevin Caesar salad.
Caesar. I hate the leap year. So that shows me how much I know about
right,
him.
Right, right. Caesar salad invented in Mexico.
That is true.
Yeah.
Oh.
Caesar salad.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's all right. That's only your first miss. You're doing great. We're playing ahead.
I'm so sorry.
For Legoland tickets. Here we go. The biggest continent is Antarctica.
That's false.
It's Australia.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
That is not the right answer, but okay.
Well, they both said false, right. But they both think something else. Mary, what do you think?
I also think it's false.
That is correct. It is false. The biggest continent on Earth is
Asia.
Okay.
That's how I know.
Here we go. Neil Armstrong was the first man in space. True or false?
False.
No, I thought his name was Lance.
All right.
Okay, Caesar salad.
I hate you so much.
I'm going to say false.
Okay, Katie says false.
Me
Kevin
I think
says
it was
his
Buzz
name was
Aldrin.
Lance Aldrin. Lance Armstrong. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Mary?
I think it's false.
That is correct.
See?
Yes.
Told you.
Who was it?
It was a Russian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Neil Armstrong was the first one to... Okay. Katie doesn't think the moon landing is real.
No, it's not that. He wasn't the first person to technically walk on the moon.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. He was just the one that said the thing.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he was. Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen. You only need one more here, Mary, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. We're playing The More You Know for Lego. A platypus is not the only mammal that can lay eggs. True or false?
Oh, I don't know this one.
I think that is false.
Is not the only mammal. I am going to say true. Not the only mammal that can lay eggs.
You think there's more than one?
There's more than one.
Mary?
Of course.
Katie says false. Kevin says true. What do you say? You only need one more point to win.
I'm going to say false.
Wow. See, you should have went with me, Mary.
Kevin
I love animals.
Was right. Yeah.
Jeez.
You know what? I'll give you one more, and I think this one's pretty easy.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
The middle color of a rainbow is green.
That I don't know.
The middle color of a rainbow is green.
Why can't I think of the...
I can't think of
true
the color.
True or false? Mary's not even waiting
true.
For you two.
Okay, I'm going to say true.
I back up Mary. True, yes.
All right. That is correct.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mary. You just won a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland.
Woohoo!
Stay on hold. We got to get your information. We're doing this all week, by the way, on the Wake Up Call. 4 packs of tickets to Legoland in San Diego.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Got a question for you. How much, Katie, is a normal price for a lady to pay for a hairbrush?
Hairbrush?
Question.
Right.
Yeah. But okay, maybe I'll rephrase it.
$7 to $11.
Okay.
I don't know.
So is it more? And you can help me out by texting into to 909-1065. I just paid $20 for a hairbrush.
That's for whom?
For my daughter.
That's insane.
Is it?
Yeah. It better be magical.
Apparently, it is.
How so?
It says that it's like no tangle hair. Like it's for like. You can brush her hair without it like pulling and like yanking her hair down and stuff like that. Because I got to tell you, I'm just over it. I'm sick and yes, I use detangling spray. Yes, I use conditioner when I wash her hair. I've done it all. And like, It is just a fight.
Oh, it makes Morgan scream.
Yeah, Zoe
when she
too.
Gets her hair brushed.
I hate it.
If it could make, I mean, and they're saying pain-free hairbrushes.
Yes, yes. And I've watched a video on it. You know, I'm not going to give him a shout out or anything like that. I don't know him, but like the video showed a girl swimming in a pool. She got out. She used a towel to just dry off her hair, and her hair looked a mess.
Okay.
And then it showed them just dragging the brush.
What's the brand?
That's how, I mean, I'll tell you. All right, I'll tell
Why
you.
Are you gatekeeping this from right. us?
Well, I'm not gatekeeping. Well, I'm
not going to shout them out. Right. Makes it seem like you're trying to keep stuff from
mm-hmm.
us.
I love she used gatekeeping.
Thank you. Because I will spend $20 if it keeps Morgan from screaming.
Okay, here it
because
is.
Because it's like real tears.
Hair streak, one word, but instead of a K at the end, it's a Q.
Ugh, how funny.
I know.
Hair streak.
Hair, streak. And then go to videos. This is is this an Instagram purchase? It is an Instagram purchase.
Oh, well, then I'm not, that's why I'm not finding it on.
But I figured $20, okay, I can figure that out.
Like, watching Morgan get her, sometimes I just say, don't comb her hair in the morning. They can comb it at daycare. Because it's just so traumatizing for everybody.
Yeah. And I've even, hold on, here. Hold on one second.
What is it that you think you're doing right now?
I'm about to play.
Very great.
Audio.
It's got the hard bristles and the soft bristles. My daughter's hair is very long.
And this is a tutorial. I don't think that this is like somebody from the actual company. Okay, this is just somebody who does product reviews for like TikTok and Instagram shop stuff.
Curly, knotty.
And her hair looks a mess.
A nightmare to brush. As we show you, we use a regular wet brush and it gets stuck.
Oh, God.
Through. My daughter always gets upset. I have to hold her hair to brush it. We have the new brush.
Okay, I think we can figure out.
It's working.
Okay, we like can't just see it.
She just drags
this
it right through.
This is awful radio.
She just pulls it through her hair.
Okay.
I don't know.
$20? You wouldn't pay $20 for that?
Well, I don't see it in action.
Well, come over and look.
Okay.
Look, here. Here, look. It just showed like her wet hair.
I don't buy it.
It's not
There's
that smooth.
No
it's never
way.
That smooth. No.
If Morgan, there's just no way. I just can't believe it.
Oh.
See, that's the old brush.
That's the old brush.
And then it shows with
see,
no
here,
cuts.
I don't know. The fact that that kid didn't scream when she did that tells me that kid has a tough head. I'm telling you.
Anyway.
I would buy that brush.
I figured $20.
Yeah, I usually brush my hair too, and sometimes it gets snags. It hurts. I could imagine long hair.
Yeah, no, Kevin, let me tell you, as somebody who, like, doesn't know anything about, like, girl hair or anything like that, that was a rude awakening for me as a girl dad.
Yeah, and your daughter has very long hair and it's very thick.
Yes, yes. So, okay, well, I'll give you a full review for that then.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
Kevin's walking around the studio just talking to himself.
My gout is hurting.
What do you think gout is?
It's when you eat too much sugar and it hurts your foot.
No, that's not what gout is.
They do call gout the king's disease.
Oh.
Because it's from eating too many...
Well, hello.
Oh, okay. It's from eating too many, like, luxurious foods.
Is that true?
Yeah, well, it's from eating, like, really fattening stuff.
It's a form of inflammatory arthritis. There you go, Kevin. Caused by an accumulation of uric acid crystals in the joints.
Oh.
Okay.
And what causes it?
Let's find out. You know, this is why people come to the wake-up call.
I know.
Absolutely. What? Better than paying copay here.
Right. First of all, this is fun for everybody. Uh-huh. Gout is spelled not with an A.
No, it's G-O-U-T.
Yeah, you guys say that like you knew. Here we go.
We've been going. Let me guess. Diabetes related.
I don't see anything. Oh, okay. Here's a little bit of food. There's lots of risk factors.
Okay.
But one of it is diet. We'll talk about that. Okay. And this is why it's called the King's disease, because Katie's not from this era. Consuming foods high in... purines such as red meat, organ meat, and certain seafood.
Yeah, I've been eating a lot of red meat because I need more iron.
Okay, good.
No, not good. I have gout.
And here's the other thing. Alcohol consumption.
Oh, no.
Excessive alcohol intake, especially beer, raises your uric acid levels. Obesity.
Wow. Now I'm just getting attacked.
Certain medications. Are you on any diuretics, Kevin?
No.
Okay. Does your family have a history of gout?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Family history is definitely
I'm shocked
a risk.
You know anything about your family history.
That's so mean.
Well, considering what is your grandmother's name?
Grandmother.
No. What is her first name?
I call her Banoi.
Okay.
Which is grandmother.
Okay, so
you're going to tell me about my culture.
No, I'm going to say that
call her by her first name.
But does that mean you can't know what it is?
No, in Asian cultures you don't.
You could be lying. See, you're so full of garbage.
Kidney problems.
Oh, I do have a failing liver.
That's not your kidney.
Okay.
And also, final question, are you a man?
Last I checked, yeah.
All right.
Well endowed, too. Does that say anything in
there? Do you want to say the other thing you had to Google earlier today?
No, I don't want to. That's too much information.
It was, is it normal to be erect all the time?
Jeez.
That is what he's Googling on a work computer.
I'm leaving.
So are we. This is our last show.
Right, yeah. Not by choice.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.